Church schools. The need of church schools. The education that is generally given in the schools of the world is not that which can be accepted as true education. Can we wonder that children and youth drift into temptation and become educated in wrong lines when they are continually associating with other neglected children? Can we wonder, neglected as they have been, that their energies become devoted to amusements which do them no good, that their religious aspirations are weakened and their spiritual life darkened? There is earnest work to be done for the children. Before the overflowing scourge shall come upon all the dwellers upon the earth, the Lord calls upon all who are Israelites indeed to serve Him. Gather your children into your own houses. Gather them in from the classes who are voicing the words of Satan, who are disobeying the commandments of God. Strike the blood upon your doorposts, and go not out until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when He seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And I heard another voice from heaven, saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. Revelation 18, verse 4. Establish schools. In all our churches, and wherever there is a company of believers, church schools should be established. Is obedience to all the commandments of God taught the children in their very first lesson? Is sin represented as an offense toward God? I would rather that children grow up in an ignorance of school education as it is today and employ some other means to teach them. But in this country, Australia, many parents are compelled to send their children to school. Therefore, in localities where there is a church, a school should be established if there are no more than 6 children to attend. Establish schools for the children where there are churches. Where there are those who assemble to worship God, let there be schools for the children. We are far behind in what the Lord would have us do in this matter. There are places where our schools should have been in operation years ago. Let these now be started under wise directors, that the children and youth may be educated in their own churches. The nature of church schools. The Lord would have our primary schools, as well as those for older persons, of that character that angels of God can walk through the room and behold in the order and principles of government, the order and government of heaven. This is thought by many to be impossible, but every school should begin with this and should work most earnestly to preserve the spirit of Christ in temper, in communications, in instruction, the teachers placing themselves in the channel of light where the Lord can use them as His agents to reflect His own likeness of character upon the students. These schools, established in different localities, should be built upon the same principles as were the schools of the prophets. How should church schools be supported? Let the church carry a burden for the lambs of the flock in its locality, and see how many can be educated and trained to do service for God. Shall the members of the church give means to advance the cause of Christ among others, and then let their own children carry on the work and service of Satan? What the Lord Jesus expects in all believers is something besides being occupied and active. This activity should be trained in Christ's lines. God requires wholeness of service. The church is asleep and does not realize the magnitude of this matter of educating the children and youth. The church should take in the situation and by their influence and means seek to bring about the desired end. Let a fund be created by generous contribution for the establishment of schools for the advancement of educational work. Proper relation of parents to the schools. Then, whenever a school is established, there should be warm hearts to take a lively interest in our youth. Fathers and mothers are needed with warm sympathy and with kindly admonitions, and all the pleasantness possible should be brought into the religious exercises. Parents and teachers should work for the accomplishment of this object, the development of all the powers, and the formation of a right character. But when parents realize their responsibilities, there will be far less for the teachers to do in the training of their children.
Parents must come to view this matter in a different light. They must feel it their duty to cooperate with the teacher, to encourage wise discipline, and to pray much for the one who is teaching their children. You will not help the children by fretting, censuring, or discouraging them. Neither will you act a good part to help them to rebel and to be disobedient and unkind and unlovable because of the spirit you develop. The result of such schools. Children who are properly instructed will be witnesses for the truth. We may bring hundreds and thousands of children to Christ if we will only work for them. Church schools will be the means of lifting the standard of truth in the places where they are established. The promises spoken by the great teacher will captivate the senses and animate the soul of the child with a spiritual power that is divine. There will grow in the fruitful mind a familiarity with divine things, which will be a barricade against the temptations of the enemy. In the last days, children's voices will be heard proclaiming the message. As Christ in the temple solved the mysteries which priests and rulers had not discerned, so in the closing work of this earth, children in their simplicity will speak words which will be an astonishment to men who now talk of higher education.